Sure. We're up to day 84 in the Chafetz Chaim. And Hashem Shalom, we're going to start today. So here, the Chafetz Chaim says, we're up to Lashon Hara, Chafetz Chaim, chapter 10, halacha number 13, on day 84. Say like this, Chafetz Chaim says the following, the tongue is an awesome weapon. It could destroy people's lives and reputations. It can create divisions between people and tear apart entire communities. They're all the tongue. But there are times that even gentle, respectable people, like everyone here, have to resort to words as weapons in self-defense. People sometimes inflict real harm on others, sometimes financial, sometimes physical or emotional. There are many situations where the desired course is to forego our presumed rights in a dispute or to overlook the hurt which we have suffered. For the sake of peace, so when we rise to lofty levels, the Torah seeks of us. But this is by no means a blanket principle. Because the Torah does not want us to become victims of abuse. Meaning it's true sometimes when a guy says something to me, I'll be quiet. So sometimes it's good just to be quiet, you know, to make that shouldn't be a fight. Right? We know like from Torah Vav, Kutu Ran, how high you can go. When someone embarrasses us, we can bring the Malchus, bring up the Malchus. But sometimes it's wrong to just be silent. When a strong self-defense is called for, the Torah places the weapon of words at our disposal, with careful instruction on how to use them. Chafetz Chaim explains, we have learned in the previous segment that if someone has wronged me, I'm forbidden to tell others of the misdeed for the constructive purpose of influencing him to correct his behavior. If I just want him to fix his ways, it's wrong. I can't be the one to speak Lashon Hara. Why? Because we must assume my true intention is simply to derive satisfaction from having others know the wrong issues committed. So, right, that's what we said until now. If someone harmed me, I'm not going to go tell his rabbi to fix him up, to fix his wagon. Because the reason why I'm telling his rabbi is just to put him down. That's at least part of my intention, at least part of my motive. However, Chafetz Chaim says, I would be permitted to tell others what happened who will help the wrong be corrected. Originally we were talking about, well, I'm just trying to fix him. I'm trying to fix him. So then I'm not going to try to tell his rabbi to fix him. Then I have ulterior motives to speak Lashon Hara. However, if I'm telling the Rav or someone who could have an influence on him, in order to have the wrong corrective, then it's allowed. For example, if someone steals from me money, I could influence, I could, as much as I want to speak to his Rav or his teacher or his parents, to convince him to give back the money. So there it's mutter. Because there I'm trying to correct the wrong that was committed. In most cases, the Chafetz Chaim said it will be permitted. Another example would be, in the case of verbal abuse or physical harm, if someone has hurt me in such ways and is likely to continue doing so, I could tell my story to those people who are in a position to convince the abuser to stop. The same would apply if I would learn someone is planning to harm me and I could thwart his plans by speaking to the appropriate party. The words spoken in an effort to enlist these situations are permissible, though they denigrate the abuser. Halakha permits them in the guise of self-defense as a shield, but not as a sword. Meaning if I'm trying to put him down, then I'm using my words as a sword, I can't use it. But if I'm using it as a shield to protect me, then I'm allowed to speak Lashon Hara for constructive purpose, even if this person has wronged me. As long as the purpose is not just to fix him, the purpose is to help myself not be abused further, to get back the money. That's the Chafetz Chaim.
Of course.
Then you have to fulfill, like we said earlier.
So help me. Don't believe.
Yeah, he's still going to fulfill all the seven conditions. But we said originally that I'm involved, I can no longer speak Lashon Hara. We're saying unless that's only if it's for the past, just to fix him. If it's to help me, then I'm allowed to speak the Lashon Hara. If you fulfill all the seven conditions. Good? Fine. Baruch Hashem. That's Chafetz Chaim. Next. Now, Baruch Hashem, we're holding the Gemara, which we're going to try to finish that Yud Gimel on base 13b of Sefer Makos, Hashem's help, and maybe even go on to 14a, with Hashem's help. Now, we're in the middle of a complicated sugya. Hashem's help will understand. Oh, so now, what happened in the Gemara till now? What happened in the Gemara? Rava told us. What did Rava tell us? that the situation we're dealing with, first of all, is a case where you only warned for malchus. You only warned the person is going to get malchus, he's going to get lashes, right? According to Rava, the situation is he was warned that he's going to get malchus. Malchus, that was his warning. The warning was, that was the warning. Good. And then Rabbi Kiva would say you could get malchus. That was in a case where there is death best penalty from best. What about in the case of Karis, where Rabbi Kiva holds you get both? Right? So Rabbi Shraiva, why do you get both according to Rabbi Kiva? Why do you get Karis and malchus? Why do you get both? That's the point we're trying to figure out. Right? Why, if according to Rabbi Kiva, you only get by malchus, you only get one, you only get malchus, or he says best, why Karis do you get both?
So best, what's it? Bestin can only give you malchus. It can't give you chorus. Only the heavenly court can do that.
Right. That's what we said earlier. Correct. However, we have a problem. Because what was the reason? We have a problem. We don't understand Rabbi Kiva, right? Because Rabbi Kiva, why did he tell me in a case where Bestin is punishing me, why in a normal scenario I wouldn't get malchus, right? Because he told me that the lav in the Torah, which usually is the right, usually the warning stuff from Malchus is going on the penalty for death penalty for Bestin. That's what Rabbi Kiva told me, right? Since the lav was given for a death. So if so, we say by Karis also, that lav is connected with the Karis. That lav is the warning sign. If you transgress this prohibition, you're going to get Karis. Say, how in the world could you give me Malchus, right? Usually, what gives me Malchus? The lav. Since it says do not do, that is the warning sign for Malchus. But in this situation, the do not do is connected to do not do, or you get Karis. So where does Rabbi Kiva know you get Malchus? That's what we're trying to figure out. Right? According to Rabbi Kiva, if the lav is always connected to the punishment, so the lav is connected to the Karis. Do not do this. Do not eat chametz on Pesach. Or you get Karis. Right? So now where is the Torah telling me you get Malchus? That's what we're trying to figure out. Let's start the Gemara from Amar Le Rav Moncha Rav Ashi. Five lines at the bottom. Right, we're trying to understand why do you get Malchus according to Rabbi Kiva in a case where you're getting Karis. Amar Le Rav Moncha Rav Ashi. Hachi Amar Avimi Me'agrunya. Mishmei the Rav. I heard from Avimi Me'agrunya. In the name of Rav. He explained to me that why it's possible to still get Malchus. Because Chai V'Krisus. Lo'i Tiyichai Asura. For a case of Chai V'Krisus, where a person is liable to get Karis, the Torah does not need to warn me. Right? They change the gears here, Lechvich Azhara. Which means the Torah does not need to warn me. I don't need a warning to get Karis. I don't need that label. I don't need the warning sign of Lav connected to the Karis. What's my proof? That I don't need a Lav, the Torah to tell me Lav to get Karis. What's my proof? Shrei Pesach Umila. We know by Karim Pesach, someone who doesn't bring a Karim Pesach, or someone who does not do a Bris Mila. Onish, they get punished with Karis. Afal Pishlo Yizr, even though they were not warned. So he's saying, when the Torah tells me a lav next to Karis, telling me prohibition, it's not necessarily connected. What's my proof? I have scenarios where you get Karis, even though the Torah did not say a lav. Correct? So the Karis is not dependent on the fact that it said a terminology of a lav. That's true? That's what he's telling you. What's my proof? I have scenarios. Let's say someone doesn't bring a car to Pesach, or someone doesn't give a bris mila. They don't give themselves a bris mila, they have to. They still get cars. And the Torah doesn't say one time over there the word terminology lav. So it must be that when it says lav, it's telling you the lav is a prescription for malchus. It says, do not eat chametz on Pesach, because then you're going to get malchus. And also you get cars. It's both. Good? So we're saying, that's his proof. He's saying, the lav is not connected to the cars. What's my proof? I have scenarios where you get cars, and it doesn't say lav over there. So it must be, whenever it says lav, it's telling you the lav is for malchus, and the karis is two different things. Good? Fine. So we're saying right now, whenever it says lav, it's referring to giving you lashes, right? Even when it's connected to the karis. It's really not connected.
And also, assuming that malchus involved, automatically malchus involved. I mean, karis involved.
Yeah, because it says
automatically karis.
You get karis, but
if it says the lav, you get the malchus also.
Correct. Perfect. Good. So, however, comes in where it says, who told you that's what the lav means? You're translating the lav to mean that since it says do not do, you're connecting the punishment that is lashes. Maybe the punishment is karma. Maybe the punishment is you get a karma. That's the Gemara's question. Then. Right? Yeah, in lieu of the Marcus. Mr. Lewis here. 1, 2, 4 lines to the back. 4 lines to the back.
They have the word in the
Rashi. Rabbi Gabriel, we're holding 4 lines to the bottom on Yud Gimel Aleph Beis. So the Gemara says, how do you know whenever it says a lav in the Torah, that equals that the tag with that, that tells me you get lashes? Maybe it means you have to bring a carbon. Do not transgress this, or you bring a carbon. The Gemara says, Vidilma, maybe. Azhara, whenever the Torah is giving me a warning sign when it says don't do, the carbon is coming to tell me to bring a sacrifice. Now, why should I think such a funny thing? Where did I get that from? I have some type of substantial proof to what I'm saying. The Pesach umila, because Pesach is someone who doesn't bring a carbon. Pesach doesn't give a celebration mila. The less behu asar does not say by them a lav, and loy ma'is the carbon. We know over there the rule is there's no carbon.
What do you mean this is a lav? How would that the verb come out on that?
The word law.
For example.
It doesn't say law. It doesn't say law. He shamar pen. Like we said earlier. It doesn't say any terminology which seems like there's a prohibition over here. Even though it is a prohibition, obviously.
That does it say do not leave over the Korban Pesach?
No, we're talking over here that you're supposed to bring the Korban Pesach. Correct? And if you don't bring it, you get karmas. It never said do not.
Doesn't say don't not bring
it. Right. It doesn't say don't be lazy and not bring the Korban Pesach. Don't be lazy and don't do a bris mila. It never said that.
She says do.
She said do it.
You said
you should do.
Bring the Korban Pesach or do.
Good. So he wants to say, and we know if you don't do it over there, let's say you don't bring Korban Pesach, there's no karma. So you want to say whenever it says do not do, that means karma. And but Pesach I'm either.
These two are considered as sins, right?
These two, yeah, but they're karas. The
so
point
why
is
are
you
even comparing
because the point is because doesn't matter. The point is that they're karas. Meaning we're telling you over here that we're trying because you're telling me karma. So let's say, listen. You told me carbon is.
You're saying that there's no azara by them,
right?
But because there's no azara, then we see that by cars you don't need azara,
right?
Right. But I could just tell you by leisa says you need azara. By asays you don't need azara because it's no love because it's just an asay.
No, it's interesting because the maestro about how you answer the gemara for carbon. How you answer the gemara saying maybe carbon. How the gemara is trying to say maybe a love means carbon. Whatever it says it's a lav, I mean, how are you answering that point? It's true, you're saying it's true. So you tell me you didn't say a lav because you tell me the reason why you didn't say a lav is because.
It's because it's an assay.
It's an assay.
If the Gemara is telling you that it's an assay, it's really a los assay. In these two cases, it's also a los assay.
Here we're telling you if you didn't.
It's a karis.
No, but here we're saying if you don't do it, it's a karis. Because usually, right, most mitzvahs we don't tell you if you don't do it.
So that it's a los assay.
I mean, it's not.
An unimplied los assay, that's the difference between
a lav of a machlal asay. It says do it, and if you don't do it, the other way. The Gemara says a lav of a machlal asay is considered asay still, but still it's about me. That's what I was going to answer. That's what I was answering. It's not. We're not saying it's a slice. What we're saying is that even though, but that's not a good reason because for myself you still get karmas. That's not a good reason because you're telling me there's never a karma for bringing. There's never a karma if you don't do asay. That's your. I'm asking you that. I'm trying to prove to you the reason that it didn't. I'm trying to say since it doesn't say love, therefore there's no karma, right?
Okay.
So what are you telling me? The reason why it doesn't say love is because it's asay.
I'm saying it's another reason. You can say that. You're trying to narrow it down to the fact that it's because there's no karma, but it can also just be because. It's an assay, not a list assay, and you're comparing oranges and apples here.
Yeah, but the point is that I'm proving that you don't have to bring a carbon there. The point is that you don't have to bring a carbon. Since it didn't say a lot, it's interesting. I'll tell you why, because over here we're telling you if you don't do it, you get carbs.
I'm saying there's an open end here, that's all I'm saying.
In a way, not, because really the Torah is telling you if you don't do it, we didn't say the word lav, but really the Torah says if you don't do it, you get carbs. The Torah says it somewhere. How do you know you get karas by bismillah if you don't do mila pesach? The Torah says it somewhere.
Right.
So it says it in the, it's really asay.
Right.
But the Torah says if you neglect to do this asay, you get karas. Now it said it that way. That's the reality. It went the other way. It just didn't say the terminology of love. Meaning, you're saying but etzah pesach mila are asay. So it doesn't make sense to say negative by that.
Right.
But it does because the Torah says.
Asking me why there no why it doesn't have a why there's no lav shenitan la'aseh over there? Why there's no lav shenitan la'azara over there?
Right.
Not
a lot. No, I understand, but the Torah does speak out that if you don't do it, you get cursed.
Not over there.
It does, by Pesach HaMila.
Right there?
Yeah, because somewhere in the Torah. Fine, but it still says you get cursed. How did the Torah tell you get cursed?
So if you, it's a curse, you get on not doing an assay.
Fine, but by the Maisa, you didn't
do it. So why are you comparing a lot to an assay?
You're saying that why are you comparing a laugh to saying if it's a shit doesn't say shaman ben aloi, why are you comparing a laugh to a? It says that in a way, the Gemara is a little bit of your answer. Meaning, the Gemara's answer is a little bit what you're saying. That they were comparing a Shabbat Taisa to Kumbasi. Not exactly, but it's along the lines you're saying. In a way, the Gemara is
going
to say what you're saying.
But it ends up going with it. It continues with it. It says, this is a Kumbasi, and this is a Lab Shabbat Taisa.
The Rabbah says they get Kurdish.
Only Mila and Karban. Only Mila and Pesach. Only these two.
So if you that's know, even stronger proof, the fact that these are the only two that don't bring, that only two that you bring a Karban for.
Yeah.
And you see it because they don't have a lot that warrants for them because they're an assay. Maybe it's because they're assays. Maybe there is no azara by them because they're assays.
Yeah, it's still, but with the Torah went the other. I'm explaining the Torah went the other way. If you tell me it has to be karis, then it should have said a lot. I mean, if you tell me every time you have to bring a carbon, it should say. I'll tell you why. The rule is like this. Really, the rule is like this. Every time you bring karis, when you do it on purpose, you get karis. If you do it by mistake, you should bring a karbachatas. That's usually the rule.
There's no tshuva on mezid.
On shagi. On
mezid, there's no. You get karis yourself.
No, you could do tshuva. But you get karis. But if you do it by mistake, you bring karbon, there's no way to get out of it.
Right.
So basically, why I'm saying that over there, it should have said, okay, I hear your question. You're asking, the Gemara is saying, I say, here, fine, here.
It's not an occasion to continue. I'm just.
Yeah, I know, I understand. I had the same question, but I don't know how I didn't answer. I had the same problem. So I thought it would work there. Fine.
My question on the Korban Pesach.
Yeah.
If you're Tomei, you can wait till.
We're not talking about your Tomei. We're talking about you on purpose.
For Bris Mila, if your parents don't give you Bris Mila, you're still responsible for giving yourself a Bris Mila if you can. If your two brothers died from that, then you're exempt, aren't you?
Right. So obviously, we're talking about a case here where you were supposed to be doing the Pesach and supposed to be doing the Mila. We're not talking about a case where you're exempt. Well, a person is only chayv karis, but they were supposed to be doing it. Yeah, if you're exempt, you're exempt. So again.
Doesn't Yud Ches answer his question? Because it's a chayv korban, it's not a lav.
What's Yud Ches?
The Gemara's answer, I'll see it. It could be you'll have an answer. Once you see the last Rashi, it could be you'll be answered. I ended up didn't have any problem anymore. That once I saw the whole flow of the Gemara. But in the Rashi, fine. That's what Rabbi Yaakov said. Fine, we'll see. He says that's going to be answered later. No, I had any problem, which is cool. Fine. So let's see the Gemara. So again.
Wait,
so this is Vilma trying to not support Rabbi Akiva. It's really
going
to rub his shot at Rabbi Akiva. It's really.
Rabbi supported Rabbi Akiva when he said,
Right. And so.
You could use it
for Malkus. So what he said, what lav, right? So what's the lav coming to teach me? The lav teaches me Malkus.
Right. Now so he's saying, no, maybe the lav will teach you Korban.
Good. Perfect. So good. Yes, so it's a question of Rava's Pshat or Rebbe Akiva. It's really Rava's Pshat or Rebbe Akiva. Yeah, good, fine. That's how you like it, fine. So let's see again. What's the Dilma? Maybe Azhar Lukar. Maybe whenever it says a lav, it's really a warning for a carbon. Now, why does that make sense? Because if you look at the Torah, Pesach and Mila, because we see by Pesach and Mila, the less Be'uha Azhar, there's no warning by them. And therefore, Loi Maisi carbon. There's no carbon. There's no lav. So there's no carbon. So you want to say, maybe the tag that comes along with every laugh is that you have to bring a carbon. Why are you so convinced that it means Malkus? So then why is he going to answer carbon has nothing to do with the word laugh? That's like, you just like, one got a fluke. Maybe it means carbon, and maybe I have some basis because where it doesn't say laugh, there's no carbon. They want to say nothing to do with it. Carbon and not carbon have nothing to do with laugh and no laugh. What's the Gemara going to, how's the Gemara going to prove that? Because Rashi didn't bring a case where it doesn't say a laugh, and there's still a carbon. What's the Gemara saying? Maybe lav is the prescription do not do, or you get it, you have to bring a carbon. That's Gemara's question, right? The Gemara is going to say it's wrong. You know why it's wrong? Because Gemara is going to bring a case, Rashi, and then Gemara is going to bring a case that where it doesn't say a lav, and you still bring a carbon, but at the end of all the arayas, even though by the arayas himself it says, you have to do the port of Yisrael, even though by the arayas itself it says a lav, but in the last pasuk, by Pasuk Chatzai, it says, whoever does these things gets karas. So it didn't say a lot in the same pasuk as the karas. It said, whoever kikolish or yas, or whoever does any of these things, they get karas. And still we know that Allah is, you bring a carbon over there. So you're trying to tell me lav and not lav. If it's a lav, there's a carbon. No lav's no, because that's not true. So I have a case where there's no lav, and still there's a carbon. So that's basically Gemara's answer. Now, so what is carbon dependent on? That's dependent on your Shabbat Tasta or Kum Vaste, which we're going to explain in the Gemara. That's the Gemara's answer. It's very simple. But the Gemara is asking, maybe a lav is what gives you the carbon. No lav's no. Gemara's saying it's wrong. I'll bring you a case where there's no lav, and still there's a carbon. Right?
I feel like something unique about Mila and Pesach is that actually it's an Aseh and Alos Aseh.
Like
you said, the Gemara took it the other way. It really is both. Because in one place it says less Aseh.
It does. But it doesn't say the word less Aseh. It just says.
Right. But it technically is it's a book.
It could be in a certain way it is. It's definitely something. You're right. Like it went the other way. That if you don't do it, you get cards.
Right.
Fine. So again, the Gemara had a question. Who said a lav? Rav says lav equals carbon. Lav equals malchus. Right? He said whenever it says a lav, that tells you malchus. And why said who said? Maybe it means carbon. So why the answer is nothing to do with it. Right? Because I'll bring you a case where there's no lav. There's still a carbon. By that rise, there's no lav, and still when you do it by the sacred carbon. So what does it have to do with? The Gemara is going to say it has to do with what the type of scenario was, right? If it was a Shavah Taisa or Kumah, say that's what carbon depends, nothing to do with lav. So then we're back to Rav's original pshah, then we're happy. Right? Rav said lav equals malchus. We said maybe if it means carbon, we said nothing to do with it, you're wrong. Carbon depends on something else totally, don't confuse yourself. That's going to be what the Gemara says. So let's see the Gemara inside again. The Dilma Azhar al Karban, maybe four lines to the bottom. Chatter of Gabriel. The Dilma Azhar al Karban, maybe it's a warning for a carbon. Maybe whenever it says lav, it's warning you for a carbon. Now, what's my proof? Because the HaPesach Mila that we see by Pesach and Mila, the less for Azhar, there's no warning of a lav. And like my Sikar, no carbon. Mar says, no, you're wrong. Hasam over here by carbon and by Pesach and Mila, lav hainu type. This is not the reason. Lav means it's not. Lav means hainu is distant. This is not the time. This is not the time. The reason why, if you bring a carbon or not bring a carbon, it's not because of a lav or not a lav. Ela rather mishum the iskish, because we have a hekish, which they say in the article juxtaposed. If it helps you, kol hatara kula lavet iskechavim. We compare the whole Torah, the halachas of when you bring a carbon to avodah zarah, right? Because in the Torah, right after it talks about avodah zarah, it says you have to bring a carbon. Why do they say them next to each other? So that's called a hekish. One of the makes it rush is it said near next to each other. To teach you that when do you bring a carbon? When it's identical to the scenario of Avodah Zarah. Good? So Ma Avodah Kecham, what is it? Just like by Avodah Kecham means the people who serve stars, but the people who serve Avodah Zarah, idol worship, Sheva Al Taste. What you were supposed to do was you were supposed to sit back and do nothing. That was what you were supposed to do. Right? What was my job of Avodah Zarah? Don't do Avodah Zarah. Sit back and don't do it. Right? And then if you get up and do it, that's you bring a karma. Right? I've called so to all scenarios, Shav Al Tasa. When you bring a karma, in a scenario where the Torah told you sit and don't do Avodah Zarah, and you went up and you did Avodah Zarah, then you bring a karma if you did it by mistake. Right? La'afuke hani, to the exclusion, la'afuke means to go out, to the exclusion of hani, these cases meaning Mila and Karbon. To come and say, over there the Torah told you to get up and do. So what you did wrong was you didn't get up and do. So there's no, if the Torah told you to sit back and relax, and you didn't listen, then you bring a Karbon. Right? Sit back and relax, don't do a desire. Right? Or a scenario similar to that, then you bring a Karbon. Right? If the Torah told you get up and do, and you don't get up and do, there's no karma. Right? If it's a Shabbat Taser, right? The Torah says, don't do the arise. Right? So then, the halacha is, if you do them, you bring a karma. Right? That's what it told you don't do. Sit back and relax. So if you go against the Sheva Al Taser, that's when you bring a karma, right? But if you go against the Kumba, say the Torah says, get up and do. Get up and bring a karma meal. If I went against that and I didn't do it, there's no karma. So that's why Pesach and Mila have no karma. And it's not related at all to the fact that there's a lav, no lav. Right.
So saying that passively you bring a korban for a passive act.
What are you for a passive act?
Not doing.
If the Torah told you to be passive, if the Torah told you don't do, and you did,
right,
then you bring a korban.
Excluding Pesach and.
No, Pesach and Milah are different, because Pesach and Milah, the Torah told you get up and do. There's the opposite. I mean, if the Torah told you sit back and relax and don't do over the Zara, and you went against that, all those types of scenarios, you have to bring, a carbon if you did it by mistake. Meaning the Torah says sit back and don't eat chametz on Pesach. You went against that, you bring a carbon. If you go against when the Torah told you to relax, that's pretty bad. Torah told you to relax, and you get up, you're not relaxing, then you get a carbon.
That's
because over the Zara. Because the Zara was sit back and don't do over the Zara. So in any case, identical, the Torah tells you sit back, relax, you go against that, then you bring a carbon. If the Torah tells you get up and do, go do bris milah, go do pesach, you didn't do that, there's no carbon if you don't do it.
Sheva al-tai says different than lav.
Sheva al-tai says means sit and don't do. Oh, so you're asking a question. You're asking, it seems that every sheva al-tai, sit and don't do, means a lav. So you're asking the covenant that every lav gets a carbon. Oh, so comes the bottom line in Rashi, which we have to get to. He's going to tell you that's wrong. Rashi comes through, and he says when he brings the example where it's a sheva al taaseh, it's not a lav. Just because a sheva al taaseh doesn't mean the Torah has to say terminology of a lav. I mean, you think it is. I mean, that's basically telling you sit and don't do. But there are scenarios like Rashi is going to bring, like the Gemara, the last case, the Torah didn't say he shamar pen or al, didn't say or a lav, didn't say sin. It has to say terminology of a lav to make it into a lav. Just because the Torah is telling you don't do something doesn't make it into a lav. It has to say specific in order to be a lois say, it has to say one of those terminology. That was the one we had on top.
Right.
That's where Rabbi Ishi came to help us. Right. Right. So it's good Rabbi Ishi came. So
right.
Now we learned that. Just because it's telling you don't do something doesn't necessarily go into the category of a lois say. Is it the Torah telling you don't do it? It's not going to be numbered. And the Rambam's going to count lois say. It's not going to count it. It's the thing. The Torah telling you don't do it. It's not one of the, you know, it's not going to be one of the 613 mitzvahs. It could be a subcategory. It could be off something. But it's not going to be one of the main items. It's not official list. When you count up, the Rambam's going to count them. It's not going to be on the list.
Well, in that category, what about Shabbos? You're not supposed to work. You're not supposed to.
So Shabbos really is both, because it says last day and last day. By Shabbos, it says rest and don't do. Shabbos is both. By Shabbos, you do get malchus. Shabbos Zachar said it also is rest and don't do work. It says both. Shabbos is both. So Shabbos would be both. So Shabbos, you would get malchus by mistake. And you do bring a carbon chatas. Someone who is desperate Shabbos by mistake, you would bring a carbon. So Shabbos is a last day. It's really both, but once it's a lois hasei, then you're ready. Shabbos is both. So let's just read the Gemara again. It's a hard Gemara to read inside. The Gemara says, "Vidilma ashar lekarbon." Maybe the point of the law was to teach me a warning for a carbon. The hard we see by that Pesach umila, the less it was hard. There's no law by them loy ma'isikaron, and you don't bring a carbon. That's the Gemara saying. And maybe a law does not mean to give you malchus. Gemara says, "No, that's wrong." Hazam over there, lav hainu taima. This is not the reason why by Pesach Amila you don't get bring a carbon. Elamishum, rather it's because the iskish we compare kol ha'tara kula, the entire Torah, the halacha of karbanis by the whole Torah, la avedis kham ta avedis zara. Ma avedis kham. Just like what is it by the case of avedis zara? Sheva atas, the Torah is telling you, sit and don't do. If you go against that's you bring a carbon. Afko also, even all scenarios, Sheva al Taaseh, where you were supposed to sit and not do, you transgress that. There you bring a carbon. La afuge to the exclusion, honey, these cases of Pesach and Milah, the Korban Ba'aseh, the Torah was telling you to get up and do. So you transgress the get up and do. So if you went against that, there's no carbon. So basically, in Rabbah, we're back to the original Pshat, that Rabbah explains that why does Rabbi Kiva hold you get Malkas and Karas? Because the Torah says a lot. It says a lav, and a lav means do not do, or you get malchus, right? And it also says karis, right? Rabbi said you don't need the lav for the karis, right? Rabbi said you don't need the lav to warn you for the karis. So the lav is warning me for malchus, and the karis can be karis, like we said earlier. I'm just saying Rabbi's pshat again. I'm saying we go back Rabbi's original pshat space. That's what we're saying. We just got confused for a second. We said who said lav means this? Maybe it means carbon. We said that's not true. Lav does not mean carbon. So we go with the original pshat. Lav means malchus, like, and Rabbi's pshat stands. Good. Now let's see a few Rashi's, a big, nice, big Rashi over here. Because there's a lot of background of what I just told you, because I didn't make it up myself. I got it from Rashi. Fine. Are we holding? Fine. Unless you're actually the first wide line, Pesach Umila. Pesach Umila. In Bahen Loisase, they do not have a Loisase, but in Islam Kharis, we still have Kharis. So we say, oh, so that's ready for us. We said, Pesach and Mila, we said, they do not have a carbon, maybe because they don't have a lav. Now, where do we know, where does our Gemara know from there's no carbon? Our Gemara threw out a lot of facts. So rather than bringing us a lot, all the background from all of Rashas, all these facts, our Gemara just spit out as fact that there's no carbon by this and there's no this. The Rashi can bring us all the background. Who told us, where do we know there's no such thing of a carbon by carbon? Someone does not bring a carbon Pesach or bring a bris mila by mistake. In carbon b'shagishan, there's no carbon in a mistake. The arena of creases, like we said in Gemara, creases with parakam in the first parak. Ha Pesach v'hamila mitzvah sase. Pesach v'hamila mitzvah klaimar. Ena b'chlal, they are not in the general rule of sha'ar creases of the other times when you chayiv kares, l'mnoisan, to count them in sha'ar creases, to count them in other creases. She'nimnu sham kula. That we count, but that's Mesachta's creases. Mesachta's creases in Mesachta. That's about 13 daf. That goes through all the cases that are chayiv kares. She'nimnu sham kula m'loimar. But there we say, if you did all the chayiv creases in one forgetting, chayiv karbanas commensurate creases, you chayiv every time. This is saying it wasn't in the category over there, it didn't fit into that whole scenario. It's not, Pesach and Mila are not like the regular chayiv creases, and they will not bring a carbon even when you do it by mistake. Even though all regular carbons, the rule is, when you do it by mistake, you bring a carbon chatas, Pesach and Mila are out of that category. Pesach and Mila, if you don't do them by mistake, there's no carbon. You just do your own thing. Good? So Gemara said, maybe a lav is teaching you a carbon. Gemara said, no. The reason why Pesach and Mila do not bring a carbon is not because there's no lav. So what's the reason? So let's see Rashi. Hasam over there, lav hainu tam. This was not the reason why you do not bring a carbon. Masha'im bevi'in carbon. This is not the reason why you don't bring a carbon. Al Pesach u'mila. Ein atam. The reason is not b'shvil she'im anasra, because there's no warning of a lav. Ella rather, b'shvil she'im mitzvah saseh. Because there are mitzvahs that say to huxer kol Torah kula, because we have a comparison to the whole Torah in your karma. Lavetz kachavim, we compare it to the zara. Why? Shenemar parsha shlach lecha. It says in parsha shlach lecha anashim, which is the parsha of the Torah, parsha shlach, right, the fourth parsha in the chumash b'midbar. It's al karma lavetz kachavim. Right next to where it talked about someone was bringing a carbon for serving with the zara by mistake. It says there Torah achas one law. One halacha here lachem should be for you. La'aisa b'shagin, who makes b'shagin? So it said this should be the law of bringing someone to the avera b'shagin. It said it right next to carbon. So the Torah tried to compare all cases to avera zara. Kan aver hukshu, we compared kol aver shemitara b'shagin gasan. All aver shemitara you do by mistake. La'aver kacham to avera zara l'inyan carbon. The Torah is trying to compare. Right after it's safe to bring a carbon for the Zara, it says you have to bring a carbon for all other scenarios in the Torah that you do by mistake. So obviously it has to be identical to of a Zara. Ma avadiz chavim karis, just like avadiz chavim is karis shaloi. When do you get karis? Al darishu sheva al taisa kein. The thing you were supposed to sit and not do it. For who and he? Went against that. Amar va'asa, he stood up and did it. Af kol, even so to all scenarios of shava al taisa, then that's when you get karis, and when you do it by mistake, you bring a carbon. Avon karis shall amar vasei, but karis in a case where you're supposed to get up and do it, like Pesach and Mila. Vehu yashva, you sat down. I saw in my carbon. There's no carbon. There's no carbon if you were supposed to stand up and you sat down. Who Pesach and Mila? Amar vasei Pesach and Mila. You're supposed to stand up and do it. Aval chayde krisos. Ah, so that's amar vasei. So that's the difference. Pesach and Mila, you're supposed to stand up and do it, right? And you step back. So there's no karma. Oh, so now this is the punchline. That was Rashi's point. Now Rashi, now this is the punchline of the Gemara's answer. Now what do we see? We have a case of Chayvi Krisos where it does not say Alav. Like the case of Sasha Yasa Mikol Ela. If you do any of these, referring to the Arayas, all the familiar relations over there in Bayikra, and it says over there V'nichrisu, and it says over there Lush, and the terminology was Shava Atase, right? It didn't say don't do these Arayas or you get Karis. It said if you do them you get Karis. So it didn't say Alav over there. V'afilu le'nemer ba'as haris lav, even though it didn't say Alav. Hay carbon ba'alav, you still bring a carbon. So we're saying you told me that if it says Alav there's a carbon. There's no Alav, there's no carbon. That's wrong, right? I have a case, right? over there where it doesn't say a lav, and there's still a carbon. So your lav and carbon are not connected to each other. So how do you know if you get a carbon or not? If it's a sheva altaser, not for the terminology, because we're saying it's not because of a lav. Oh, you mean for the sheva altaser? Yeah. If over here this person is telling you sit back and do nothing, and you want to get it, then you bring a carbon. Like why the rise? Sit back, don't do the rise. Then you get a carbon. But if you want to, if it was said kum vasei pesach and mila, you didn't do it, then there's no carbon. There's nothing to do with lav. The biggest proof is Rashi brings the bottom line is over there. It doesn't say a lav. You still bring a carbon. So lav is not the tag for necessarily a tag to bring a carbon.
You say lav, you mean
azara,
right?
Azara, yeah. When we say azara, we mean azara of a lav of a loy sase. The terminology of loy sase. That's what we say azara. That's what it means. Quote like Rashi here azara is lav. The bottom line says people anywhere. That's the bottom line of Rashi. The main point in the answer. Meaning he's giving us all the background. That's the main answer in that last line that we have a case where it's a lot, where it's not a lot, and still you have to bring a carbon, and still you get a carbon. So we see they're not connected. So basically, the pshat, original pshat is on. Rava says that since it says lav by karis, the lav gives you malchus. The lav is not right. Your lav is one thing, karis is another. Fine. Let's try to see if we can get Rava's pshat, Ravina's pshat. Let's go back into the more Ravina, right? We're still trying to figure out pshat. Okay, hopefully we'll finish now. Try to understand. At least starting to finish.
Doesn't that answer Rabbi
Kibbutz? That's Rava's plot. But you have to realize Rava turned over the world because Rava changed the whole case. In order to Rava to say his whole thing, he just told us that the case was you only got one to Malchus. He didn't like you getting dwarfed for two and getting one. He didn't like the whole system. He changed the whole system. Ravina say, forget it, go back to the old school. Go back to the old way of thought. That's Ravina's chat. That's Ravina coming up. Ravina said, let's see Ravina. Ravina Amar.
Rava said that nobody argues in the case where there's
both. Correct.
That was right. That's how Rava turned.
Right. Ravina is saying, forget about it. Let's go back to the original. It comes to Ravina and says, you know, let's go back to the way we thought the whole time. Don't you just get Rava's old fanciness. Go back, Ravina Amar. Kadamrina Meikara. Go back to the original pshat. Right? Go back to the original thing Rabbi Kiva said simply in the Bryce. Right? That means, what is that? Let's see the top Rashi. What does that mean? Kadamrina, like we said originally. Top Rashi. Time made to Rabbi Akiva. The reason for Rabbi Akiva is why don't you get two punishments? Why don't you get Misa from Besten and Malchus? Mishum Shtei Rashayis, because there's two wickedness and two punishments. Udeka Amrita, this that you said to me, you asked on me. Chai Bikristus Nami, so by Chorus also. Shtei Rashayis, and it's two wickednesses. Dakati Anish Chorus, because still the punishment of Chorus is on him. Right, so that was your big question to Rabbi Kiva then. So why is Karis different? Why could you get both? How do you get Karis among?
Rabbi Kiva won't answer that. That's from Shmaya.
Well, no, he's not going to that Teretz. So he says that's what they didn't like so much, that Teretz. He's saying, Leipzika Milsa, it's not a clear thing, it's not clear cut, look Karis. Karis is not clear cut. You're not for sure getting Karis. Hayol v'hu, tali v'tshuva, since it's dependent on tshuva. Meaning, your whole question to him was, right now the guy didn't do tshuva. What do we ask? We asked Rabbi Akiva, why can you get Karis and Malchus? He told me because you could do tshuva. We asked, but you didn't do tshuva right now. The guy's saying, I don't care. As long as that punishment was still not a clear-cut punishment, it wasn't clear-cut that I'm for sure getting Karis, that's not cool that you have two punishments on you. And then it's fine. Right, you asked Rabbi Kiva, how can you give him Karis and Malchus? You told me maybe he didn't do tshuva. He says he doesn't have two definitive punishments on him. Since the Karis is indefinite, you're right, he didn't do tshuva. That we're allowed to do. The whole issue of having two punishments is two definite punishments on him. So since Karis is indefinite, because he could do tshuva, fine, then I'm allowed to give him Malchus. He didn't do tshuva, I don't care. But I'm just not going to be too hard to give him two punishments. Good? Let's see it inside. Then we make Karis. Let's see Gemara, the top line. If he does tshuva, best in Shalmaila, the best in Ahai, Michael will forgive you. My average, what did you say to me? But maybe he didn't do tshuva yet, so right now he has two punishments on him. How can you give him Malchus? The answer is, Leipzika Milsa. It's not clear, it's not a clear thing, Lakaris, he's for sure going to get Karis. It's not Psak. Psak means it's not clear. It's not a clear Psak, he's for sure getting Karis. Because he can do tshuva, and that's my business. I can't give him two clear cut punishments. He has one not clear cut, one wishy washy punishment, and one definite one that we could do. So that's Rabbi Akiva, very simple. I don't have to get confused with anything very simple. That is Ravina. That's what he's going to explain to Rabbi Akiva. He said Rabbi Akiva is very simple. Why is Karis different than Misa's Bestin? Because Misa's Bestin is for sure getting two. I can't give him Misa's Bestin and Malchus. I can't give him for sure two. If by cars. He's not for sure getting the cars. It's true he didn't do chuvah there. As of now, he's getting the car. Since he doesn't have a definite two punishment, I'm allowed to give him a malchus. That's not called two punishments on him. I'm allowed to give him a malchus, even if he still has the car is hanging over his head. Now we got to the end of explaining Rabbi Akiva. So as of next week, when it's going back into Rabbi Yitzchak Shah, who says that you never get malchus. Baruch Hashem, Shkaya. So till next week, Baruch Hashem.
We're missing a copy of the Art Scroll second.